Yes, I'm happy to have won, and really, really glad to be here. I'm going for an Indian now, so more importantly.
But everybody appreciates the honesty in interviews, James. Like, how are you feeling honestly about your darts at the minute? Because, you know, we've seen little flashes of the old
just,
James Wade.
They're just starting to go right. That's the most frustrating thing with a game, you know. The game is full of people that can't tell the truth, and they give the smile in an interview, and they say the nice things about people, but they don't mean, you know, they don't mean none of it. And that's why I can always hold my head high. I may make silly mistakes and I may say stupid things, but I can always hold my head high, and I can always be honest with what I say.
Doesn't really matter about them though, does it, James? Because with your talent, it's all about you and what you can do if in terms of getting results in the long term.
It does matter in one way, because I hate two-faced liars. But yeah, I love to win and I love to play well, and I've played okay this week and I'm doing okay.
It's refreshing to see you like relishing being up there and playing darts and playing decent stuff.
Yeah, it's really, really enjoyable, and I'm really, really grateful to be able to do things like that. No one wants to beat anyone 10-0, 10-1, 10-2, whatever, because it's not a nice thing.
Do you feel that it just needs one tournament, perhaps one big TV tournament, where it does all click for you and then suddenly it's the old James Wade back?
No, it just needs James Wade to be interested, you know, and it's starting to come together slowly but surely. I'm all right. I'm getting there slowly but surely.
So into the next round, I've got to ask you about your potential opponents. We don't know the R yet, but it could be Gary, it could be Phil. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, looking forward to it. Certainly not nervous, certainly interested. To be honest, I want to play Phil, but I want to play him when I'm playing my normal game. And if I don't play my normal game, then it's a nonsense conversation. I want to play him because I'm an honest, hard-working person, and I've worked hard all my life, and I know what I'm about.
I know that, you know, the last couple of times you played Phil, it hasn't gone according to plan, and it hasn't been what you'd want from your own performance, I would imagine.
No, I mean, it's easy to play a psychologically weak player. Not just about psychologically because of the game, we're about psychologically mentally ill person, and larging it on certain shots and doing certain things, in my opinion, isn't professional. But, you know, that's what he felt he needed to do. He hasn't just beat me, he's annihilated me. So, you know, that's the feel we all know, you know. He wants to hurt everyone. And that's what he's done. So, you know, he's entitled to do that. And that's what he's here for. He's a benchmark for everyone.